Have you ever felt like your brain is constantly working overtime? Like you're processing 1,000 thoughts while everyone else seems to be cruising on autopilot? You might be one of the mental over-efficients that French psychotherapist Crystal Petit-Collin describes in her groundbreaking work. This isn't just overthinking. It's a fundamentally different way your brain processes information, affecting roughly 15 to 30% of the population. What many have experienced as a lifelong burden, feeling different, overwhelmed by details others miss, and exhausted by constant mental activity, might actually be your greatest strength. Mental overefficiency isn't a disorder, but a neurological variation that comes with remarkable gifts: exceptional perception, profound empathy, creative problem-solving, and an unwavering moral compass. The challenge isn't fixing your brain, but understanding how to harness its unique power. For many readers, discovering this concept has been nothing short of revolutionary, finally explaining why they've always felt like swans trying to swim among ducks, constantly tucking their wings to fit in. Mental over-efficients experience the world in extraordinary detail, as if living in high definition while others watch standard television. Your senses operate at amplified levels, noticing what others miss: subtle changes in tone, barely perceptible light flickers, or faint lingering scents. In a cafe, you might instantly register countless details: misaligned picture frames, multiple conversations, a barista's nervousness, and precise temperature variations. This heightened perception isn't conscious analysis, but automatic, flooding your system with information. This awareness spans all senses. You noticed minute details before the whole picture, process multiple sounds simultaneously, and remain acutely conscious of physical sensations others ignore: clothing seams, temperature shifts, furniture textures. Your smell and taste operate with exceptional precision, detecting subtle notes others miss entirely. While this sensory acuity offers deep appreciation of life's subtleties, it can become exhausting. Unlike most brains that automatically filter irrelevant information, yours lacks this natural screen, making conscious attention management essential to prevent overwhelm. For mental overefficients, emotions arrive with tsunami-like intensity. Your brain processes information through your heart first, creating powerful responses to seemingly ordinary situations. This heightened emotional intelligence balances rationality. You experience dramatic swings between joy and sadness, sometimes within minutes. These shifts stem from tree-like thinking patterns, where one thought branches into many, each carrying its own emotional weight. A happy memory can quickly cascade into a painful one, creating sudden mood changes that often confuse others. Your empathy functions almost telepathically, instantly sensing others' emotional states even when hidden. You absorb what others feel, making crowded spaces exhausting as you process both sensory input and others' emotions. This deep empathy can leave you vulnerable to manipulation, as you naturally assume others share your authenticity. Your hyperlucidity helps you see through facades and detect problems early. Like Cassandra, you perceive relationship dynamics others miss, though your insights are often dismissed. When proven right, you must resist saying, "I told you so," silenced by others' reluctance to acknowledge your perceptiveness. Unlike linear thinking, your mind operates like an expanding forest. One idea branches into many others, creating an endless network of connections. This explains your brain's constant activity, always finding new paths to explore and questions to ask. This tree-like thinking is your superpower. You explore multiple paths simultaneously when solving complex problems, often finding innovative solutions others miss. Like Laurent, a waiter who performs better during rush hour than quiet periods, remembering numerous complex orders flawlessly, your mind thrives on complexity rather than simplicity. Your thinking moves fluidly between past and future, analyzing patterns and consequences before decisions. While this makes you exceptionally thoughtful, it can lead to decision paralysis when possibilities become overwhelming. Learning to prune these mental branches, choosing which to explore and which to set aside, helps channel your thinking productively. This powerful mental mill requires quality grain to grind, knowledge, challenges, and creative projects. Without stimulation, boredom sets in. However, you must also guard against grains of sand, particularly those who deliberately distort reality, causing your thought processes to grind against falsehood. Mental overefficients often struggle with identity issues from lifelong feelings of being too much, too sensitive, questioning, or emotional. This creates a fragmented self-image, as society cannot properly mirror your true nature. Your self-esteem may have suffered from years of trying to fit into systems not designed for minds like yours. While others can adjust for social acceptance, you've faced rejection for your fundamental nature, leading to deep fears of abandonment. Common coping strategies include diminishing yourself, silencing your perspective, or retreating inward. Some adopt arrogance as defense, while others construct a false self that prioritizes others' needs while remaining pleasant. Meanwhile, your authentic self remains hidden behind fears of rejection. Healing begins with recognizing your differences aren't flaws, but features of your exceptional mind. Your identity isn't something to fix, but to reclaim, embracing your intensity, complexity, and sensitivity as strengths. You operate with unshakable standards for justice, honesty, and authenticity. These values feel obvious to you, making moral compromises nearly impossible and leaving you shocked when others don't share your principles. This moral rigidity creates tension between ideals and reality. You become a deformable footbridge, absorbing the gap between how things should be and how they are. Your pursuit of absolutes pushes you toward either complete benevolence or strict moralization, both extremes that can leave you isolated. Your idealism has blind spots, especially regarding dishonest people. Assuming others share your inherent goodness makes you vulnerable to manipulation, particularly from narcissistic personalities who target your sincerity and empathy. Protection requires accepting that genuine hostility exists. Some people derive pleasure from cruelty, not distress. This doesn't mean abandoning idealism, but shifting from automatic kindness to conscious discernment, asking yourself when niceness becomes self-sabotage. Your moral compass is valuable, but must be balanced with realistic understanding of human nature and healthy boundaries. Your over-efficient brain has five essential needs: learning and complexity to prevent depression, physical activity to channel energy, creative expression in any form, beauty through art and nature to nourish your senses, and authentic connection with like-minded people who understand your depth. Understanding your neurological differences liberates you from striving to be normal. What you may see as limitations, overwhelming sensitivity, constant questioning, emotional intensity, are actually strengths. Your hypersensitivity enables deep insight, your tree-like thinking generates unique solutions, and your emotional depth fosters meaningful relationships. Thriving starts with self-acceptance. Channel your exceptional nature purposefully through mind maps rather than linear outlines. Establish grounding practices to manage sensory input and surround yourself with people who appreciate your intensity. You're not broken, you're exceptional. Your mind is a gift, not a burden. In a world needing creative solutions and deep empathy, your over-efficient brain might be exactly what's needed.